I'm artist. Yes, we have a 10-year-old daughter, Gabriele.
How would you define your activity, your profession, your job?
We are artists and we are very much interested in creating, in constructing models for social and artistic practice. We see that these models can be important in creating relationships, in creating communication between people.
How do you introduce yourself to someone? How do you introduce yourself to someone? What are you doing? If someone tell you, what are you doing? How do you introduce yourself?
Well, that depends. That depends on the context or on the people. Because, like today, at the shop, we met one Polish-speaking woman, and just to avoid, you know, getting too much in what we are doing, you know, we just said that we are painters. So then that was much more easy, you know, for her, and that saves also our time, you know. Otherwise, of course, I mean, anyway, you know, if you are in the situation, if you might be asked to draw something, you know, because actually, no, if you are like in a guest, you know, if you're meeting people and people, you know, ask you, oh, you're artist, you know, so maybe you can draw me a rabbit or something like this, you know. But you know, if I'm meeting driver, I don't ask him, you know, to drive for 5 minutes. Or, you know, if I'm meeting plumber, you know, for instance, I don't ask like to clean the toilet or something, you know. So usually it's maybe better not to say that you're artist, you know. Yes and no. From what we do, you know, from this practice, it is on one hand how to make living, because we do not make objects that can be sold in the art market or in some maybe I don't know other market. But of course, what we do, we create some. We are in this cultural industry, you know. Anyway, you know, so we can find ways how to support our practice and ourselves by teaching, by making public lectures or. By consulting some agencies also. Also by being paid for our practice through the fees. And finally maybe also by selling not the art objects, but by selling sub-products. Let's say if we sell the CD-ROM or if we sell the publication, you know, which are not the object, but it's like sub-product of some research or some bigger project.
Do you have a price list? Do you have fees?
Yes. Are you talking now about the fee or about the prices of the sub-products?
There is a price list that exists for you.
No, actually, it depends. It depends on the project. It depends on the time span which is left. It depends also on the complexity which is needed to present this project or this particular idea. So, of course, you have to take in account all these matters, all these different aspects, and in respect to all these different aspects, you can say, okay, this is something what we can do, you know, or we cannot do, you know. But I wouldn't say that because, let's say, the fee, what we decide, you know, for our work, it is us who decide. Even though we have a company, we have Utempus Interdisciplinary Art Program is the project, which is playing role of a company, and this company represents us as an artist. So then we, me and Nomeda, we decide that okay, to support artists Nomeda and Gediminas Urbonas, you know, it needs this and that fee, you know. But it depends on the each proposal, I would say, yeah. Or you need the precise answer of the
No. This is an answer on what you said, but sometimes with the artist, it's difficult to say. For example, if you work on an electrician, you say, okay, I work for...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I work for this price for an hour. Yeah, no, I think... not I think, but I mean, I know from our practice that it is not possible to say like that. Because you might spend hundreds of hours of work, you know, and you know that your fee will be like, let's say, 300 euros, right? So the end price for your hour is 3 euros, right? If you say that, it doesn't make really sense, you know. So it is not per hours, it is per units, I think.
How do you calculate the price and the fee? So it depends, you said?
Yes, of course, it depends. But for instance, we were helping for the last 3 years to one institution in Germany, and that's through this job, which we took on the voluntary basis, actually, because we are helping to our very good friend, and of course, without any charge. We learned that like filmmakers, they have very fixed fees for their products. It doesn't matter to the format and so on. So let's say if we are dealing as a distribution company of our work, you know, then we can have a fixed price for certain products, you know, in this cultural industry, let's say. But also what we are in respect is the exchange that you can make with the people who are interested in your practice in terms of intellectual stimulation. So in these kind of things, it is very difficult to estimate. So if you can have something in exchange, you know, then yes, absolutely. No, usually the institution which is approaching you, which is hosting you, and organization, or whether it's organization or it's, yeah, because, not audience, it's institution.
What would you say is you win your money by the public, by the private, by institution?
Pardon me?
Who gives you the more money? Is the public institutions, public festival, or the private? Like if someone buys you, how can you read the way for the money you have in your pocket? Where does it come from?
From public institutions.
Draft conditions. I don't want to work if, or I will work only if.
First of all, it's intellectual stimulation. I mean, it's natural human interest, if this is interesting.
Another question. Do you retain ownership of your work, your works, once transferred? Do you have like copyright after selling your work? Do you have copyright?
Yes. Yes, we do have a copyright.
So, the other one, please. Specify the equipment, the material used in your work and the origin, more generally. What form does the investment take? From collective buying, from loan, from gift?
No loans. So far we didn't take any loans. What was the question about the material?
Yeah, did you buy it? Did you rent it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, borrow, rent also, and buy.
This question is, do you work in group?
Yes. Yes, we do work in group.
With whom? What for? And why?
Why do we work in group? First of all, for us it is, let's say, political decision, because working in group, it denies the authorship. Secondly, it is also intellectually and discursively challenging thing to work in group, because each time you have to conquer yourself, conquer your ego, and find the decision which is always in questioning. Then also the work that we do requires a lot of input, a lot of resources which would not be possible for alone or, you know, situation for one individual. And sometimes we even approach, not sometimes, but I would say that pretty often we approach other individuals or other groups to join us, and we see that collaborative practice, it is very important for us, for our work. Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Working in group. First of all, there is always the question: what's about the social capital which is gained through the project, and how this is going to be distributed? So we try to make as much as possible clear from the beginning that each of the partners involved in the project can share the product which would be generated through the process. Starting with the distribution of this product in the future, and finishing with the resources which would be gained through the process. This is very important, not to have this exploitation attitude, that some, let's say, partners or some groups which are involved into this collaborative circle would be marginalized, and would be subordinated or something like this.